Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
So a wild one in Denver last night for Monday Night Football as the Browns were in town to take on the Broncos.
I was too tired. I didn't see any of it. I just saw highlights. You guys have to break it down. Well, I know JP and Drab stayed up for the entire game.
No. I didn't stay up for the whole game. I watched back-to-back long touchdowns, which was in the third quarter. Bo Nix threw one to Mims, which I believe was 93 yards.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, he threw it 50 yards.
It was a laser, too. It was right on stride.
And it was, there was a corner right there. So that was a beautiful ball. And then Cleveland got the ball back, and I think Jerry Jeudy had a monster game.
Jeudy had a crazy
caught a long
game.
Touchdown pass.
Yeah.
Crowd would boo Jerry Jeudy.
Right.
He would taunt the crowd. I believe after the game, he even said something to his former coach.
Right. Revenge game for Jerry Jeudy.
And it was a revenge game for Jerry Jeudy.
I mean, he was crushing.
I eventually put it down because I had a vested interest in that game. It was a long shot of long shots. But in my high-stakes fantasy league, I'm 10-3 because I did take the L. But I had Denver's defense.
Oh, yeah.
Two pick sixes.
I had two pick sixes. I ended up coming up 4 points short because...
I was the same way as me.
Now,
Because I listened to Dave Richard and didn't play James Cook, and I played Chuba Hubbard, who was a dud. Those things happen.
Yeah.
But Jameis Winston's a fun watch. He's just, I don't know.
He threw 58
everything about
balls.
It.
Well, plus, also, the Browns realize, Nick Chubb isn't what he used to be. He's trying to fight his way back from a gruesome injury.
They weren't even putting him on the field.
And their only way to win is on the arm of Jameis Winston. They can't run the ball like they want to. They have to throw it. They have to chuck it with Jameis, and this is a perfect type of game for him.
Yeah.
This is just like go out and throw it nearly 60 times and try to get us to a win. Now, when you throw it almost 60 times, sometimes you're going to throw it to the other team. He did
there
it
were five
times.
Interceptions in the game.
Right.
Bo, Nix threw two. Winston threw three. Winston threw two pick sixes.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was horrible. I don't know about the second one. I didn't see the second one. The first one he threw was just really bad.
The first one, if you watch the film,
I
think the guy's name is Nick Bonino.
Yeah.
The linebacker.
He's having a great year.
If you watch that play, he covered three guys on that one play.
Did he?
Now, he was obviously in a zone, but he picked up a tight end, I believe. He picked up a crosser, and then ultimately the throw, which I think was to a tight end, he picked off. But, when you throw the ball that many times, you're probably going to get picked off, and that's what Jameis is known for. He had the 30-30 season, 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. He's funny. After the game, he said he's praying to God that
we
he...
Got it. We have
we have it.
Yeah, we have the audio.
I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
Deliver me.
That's funny. But you're right. If you're going to drop back 60 times, you're going to throw picks. I'm sorry. Every quarterback is going to do that.
Bo Nix's first interception, incredible play. It was, I think it was Denzel Ward.
Yeah.
Pretty good throw. Denzel Ward just put his arm, like a fist at the last second, the ball just popped up like 20 yards and popped up for an interception. It's really an indictment to me when I watch Jameis Winston on Deshaun Watson. Yeah. And they flash the side-by-side statistics of the Cleveland offense with Deshaun and the Cleveland offense with Jameis, the passing yards with Deshaun, the passing yards with Jameis, the points, everything is night and day. Like, Cleveland actually has a competitive team now.
Right.
They beat the Steelers. This game was competitive. Look, the Broncos, much like the Commanders, have a rookie quarterback and are 8-5. They have a really good defense. Bo Nix, I don't know. I'm not super impressed with Bo Nix. I know he's putting up some numbers. That was a really nice pass to Mims. He throws a lot of, when I was watching it, now he did take some shots downfield.
He didn't get sacked, though.
He's showing development, because in the first couple of weeks, he was god-awful. Now, again, that's a rookie quarterback. He's going to take his lumps, but he's developing. Look, like, there's something there to work with.
Jaden is having a really good year for a rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, I know some games you say, all right, well, he looked like a rookie. But the team's got 8 wins. Bo Nix's team has 8 wins. So, well,
the reason why I put stock in Bo is because, A, of all the college experience that he had, and B, had Sean Payton.
Yeah, Sean Payton can coach.
He's a quarterback guru.
He can coach.
And so I was like, well, that's a great fit for him.
Yeah, it really is.
Great fit.
Although and he's hated not the most Russell talented. Wilson.
Yeah, he didn't like Russell.
Russell Wilson.
I watched
him.
A little montage yesterday.
Exactly. It was a terrible fit.
Of Sean Payton just grilling Russell Wilson over and over again.
Well, because Payton, he wants the offense run in an exacting type of way.
Mm-hmm.
And Russell Wilson didn't want to run it the way Sean Payton wanted it operated.
Right.
So, of course, there's going to be a clash of those two big egos going at it. Like, if you're Payton and Russell Wilson isn't running the offense the way you want,
I'm not playing him.
Then you got to get rid of him and draft the guy that is going to run the offense to your specifications. And that's Bo Nix.
But there were some crazy numbers. You mentioned Judy. He had 235 yards on 9 catches, 13 targets, 9 catches, averaged 26 yards a catch, did score a touchdown. David Njoku, their tight end for Cleveland, had a couple touchdowns. For Denver, you mentioned the two pick sixes. Bo Nix did throw a touchdown to Marvin Mims, who had 3 catches for a 105, and one of them was a really long one, and the 93-yarder. And then there was a couple of short rushing touchdowns. I think Michael Burton had one and Javonte Williams had one. So 41-32, Denver is, you know, if the playoffs started this week, Denver's in.
Yeah.
They were 8-9 last year. They weren't bad.
Yeah. But they're better this year.
They're definitely better this year.
Yeah. They got a better quarterback fit.
Yeah, that throw you're talking about, that first throw, it was a seed. That was a great throw.
Sure.
I don't understand how JP's not impressed by him.
That was a great throw.
I mean,
perfect.
I've just seen some of the analytics numbers. Like I said, if you looked at, and just one guy's opinion, but Seth Walder put out a report card on the rookie quarterbacks, and he gave Bo Nix a B- and pointed out that a lot of the passes are short and easy.
Well, that's really a good throw.
That's fine. You can't take
that's
a positive. Like, I see, like, if you can run the offense effectively and your coach is scheming it up so that you're not throwing a bunch of high danger Jameis Winston pick balls.
Right. Like I think the great example, so I kept bringing it up yesterday, was Will Levis. Will Levis can't hit those short, easy throws consistently, but he can make a wow sideline tight window throw occasionally. And like Jaden said, what was the difference this week and last? Remember how last week or 10 days ago, whenever the hell it was, we played the Cowboys and or whatever game it was, and we had like 3 points at halftime, and it was embarrassing, right? Mm-hmm. We couldn't get anything going offensively. And he's like, because we're taking the short, the easy stuff, and we're staying ahead of the chains.
Yeah,
we're staying ahead of the chains.
Yeah, like it's okay when Jaden does it, but now it's a knock when Bo Nix does it.
Well, no, JP doesn't like it when Jaden does it, actually, either.
Look, it's you want me to be impressed? His QBR was below average last night. He didn't have a good game last night. He had a 41.4 QBR last night.
Well, the two picks hurt.
His passer rating was 65.7.
What about your coveted QB win stat? He got the win.
He did. I'll give him that.
I mean, you could say
this. It's a big picture. I'm just saying.
The way I look at it,
am I supposed to be wowed by him? I don't think he's going to be.
I don't think you should be wowed by him, but I think he's going to be solid.
We'll see.
He's going to be solid.
But he might be solid.
This is what I'm impressed by. He's got 8 wins for a team that let's be honest, even though they were 8-9 last year, they weren't as good as this year. And he's got 17 touchdowns. All right, he's got 8 picks. He's probably going to throw, you know, 12 picks this year. But he's probably going to have 20 to 22 touchdowns. For a rookie,
And also, name one wide receiver or tight end outside of Cortland Sutton that he's throwing the ball to of any sort of note. I mean, he's throwing the ball to a seventh rounder. Yeah. Is it Devon Vele? Like, that guy's playing. Like, he doesn't have a lot of good weapons to throw the ball to. Like, wait until you add another piece or two to Cortland Sutton and the guys that are there now.
Yeah. I use my eyes, and I saw Bo Nix.
That's what I use.
Throw a ball over the middle in heavy traffic and just place it
right
on Mims's fingertips.
Threaded the needle.
I mean, not all quarterbacks can make that throw. And when Drab says I need to see a throw like that, I kind of understand what he's saying now. It's like throws like that. Look, kind of separate.
I went harder than anybody on Bo Nix.
Above average quarterback.
I was calling him Bo Picks. The guy couldn't get out of his own way. He looked
went really hard.
He looked like he needed to be benched.
Yeah.
And for him to be where he is now from weeks 2 and 3, pretty good turnaround.
But like Eric said, I mean, when you have Sean Payton as your quarterback coach, well, your head coach, but he's a quarterback coach.
Yeah.
For a lot of these guys, I mean, he's just really good. He knows what he's doing.
And it's not like he just lucked
He's winning everywhere.
It's not like he just lucked into Sean Payton. Sean Payton sought him out.
Yeah, he wanted him. He wanted
like the
Bo Nix.
Quarterback guru said, yeah. "I like that guy. I want to work." Now, would he rather work with Jaden or Caleb? Probably, but he didn't have that opportunity. But he said, "Hey, I like that guy. Did they trade up for him or they just held steady?
Held steady.
No,
the other guys
were
gone.
I don't think people thought Locke was going to go that high.
I'm pretty sure the Broncos got lauded because they got the guy they wanted without having to trade up for the guy that they want.
Yeah, right. They just stood pat.
In the AFC right now, just kind of giving the playoff standings, the Bills have already won their division. All right, so they're the one seed. I'm sorry, they're the two seed. The Chiefs haven't won their division, but they've clinched. So two teams in the AFC have clinched, Chiefs and Bills. Mm-hmm. The three is right now the Steelers, who have a couple game lead over the Ravens. And then Houston is the four because they got a couple game lead over the Colts. Your 5, 6, and 7 right now are maybe not in this order, but Baltimore, the Chargers, and the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos have some tough outs in the next few weeks. They've got to play the Chargers on the road. They got to play the Bengals on the road. And then they got to play the Chiefs.
I don't know if the Bengals are that tough.
I mean, they're going to score.
Yeah.
But then they got to play the Chiefs. So let's see what happens. But right now, they're in.
There's no one else even really competing for those wild cards.
Correct. Right. They got a pretty sizable lead over most of those other teams.
Yep. All right, we'll talk more NFL at 7 when we'll hit the skins. And don't forget, we'll be joined by Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post coming up at 7:40 here on The Fan.